Hello and welcome to the OneTrust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 64, recorded on April 22nd, 2025. My name is Roger Dean and I work on the product team here at OneTrust and I'm the host of this podcast. This episode will be dedicated to the new features in the 2025.04.1.0 release. Just wanted to say a quick apology for not doing any podcasts between the last release podcast and this one. It's my goal to start doing them again every Monday. Unfortunately, I have not been able to do that over the last few weeks, but we'll get on that and try and get those done every week moving forward. So apologies again, and we'll get back on track. Before we get started, just a quick reminder that this podcast reflects OneTrust's current expectations for product capabilities. Be advised that dates and features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. All right, let's look at data discovery. There is one new general availability feature, which is script management. With this, you can run common maintenance and troubleshooting scripts directly from the platform. This reduces the need for command line interface access or coordination with support by providing an effective and easy way to execute critical scripts. Moving on to data guidance, there is one new general availability feature, Privacy Index. You can use the comparisons feature to access the Privacy Index, which assesses the impact of privacy legislation on global compliance efforts across multiple jurisdictions. The index evaluates 17 key factors of the corresponding privacy law in each jurisdiction, such as personal and territorial scope, legal bases, data processing principles, and data protection officer requirements. In integrations, we have one new public preview feature, and this is the sandbox promotion for integrations. You can submit change requests to promote integration workflows from your sandbox account to your associated production account using the new change request screen within sandbox management in global settings. Once you have saved your integration workflow on the workflow builder screen within your sandbox account, you can click the new submit change request button to promote your integration workflow to your production account. This integration workflow will then appear as an inbound change request on the new change request screen within your production account, where you can reject or deploy the change. With this enhancement, you can effortlessly promote validated configurations without needing to manually export, import, and reconfigure dependencies, streamlining the deployment process. Please note that a sandbox account must be included as part of your subscription in order to utilize this functionality. For more information, please contact your OneTrust account representative. And if you're not familiar with what a sandbox is, please refer back to a podcast a few weeks ago or months ago where I talked to Alex Holding about the entire sandbox feature that we have available in the OneTrust product. It's very popular, very useful, and most everyone can take advantage of this without any additional fees. In IT and security risk management, there is one new general availability feature. It's Create Control Implementations Template. You can now create control implementations in bulk using the new Create Control Implementations Import Template in global settings. This feature allows you to easily create multiple control implementations simultaneously to reduce the time and effort required to manage a large volume of controls. In privacy rights automation, there is one new general availability feature, Extend Data Subject Portal Sessions. You can extend data subject portal sessions beyond the default 10-minute window using the Session Timeout modal. Users will now be prompted to extend their session 2 minutes before timeout. There's also one new public preview feature in privacy rights automation, and that is additional U.S. privacy workflows. You can leverage the new U.S. privacy workflows for enhanced compliance with the Iowa Consumer Data Protection Act. The following workflows are now available. Iowa Consumer Data Protection Act Appeals 1.0, Iowa Consumer Data Protection Act Right to Access 1.0, Iowa Consumer Data Protection Act Right to Be Informed 1.0, Iowa Consumer Data Protection Act Right to Data Portability 1.0, Iowa Consumer Data Protection Act Right to Deletion 1.0, and finally, Iowa Consumer Data Protection Act Right to Opt Out 1.0. In settings and administration, there is one new public preview feature, which is the sandbox promotion for integrations. We discussed that back with the integrations workflows, so I won't go through that again, but it's basically the same feature is available in both or called out in both areas because it is available in integrations, but it's actually part of the settings and administration product or functionality. There's actually a second feature as well in the settings administration. It is the new announcements widget on existing homepage. So you can now manage and publish homepage announcements directly from the OneTrust platform's homepage using the announcements widget. The announcements widget replaces the single banner announcement that appears at the top of the homepage when an announcement is published. When enabled, the following enhancements will accompany this change. The new announcements homepage widget feature setting was added to the preview feature screen in global settings, which site admins can use to control whether the new announcements widget is visible for all users on the account. When enabled, the configuration field on the existing global settings homepage announcement screen will be replaced with the homepage announcement widget that can be enabled or disabled to show or hide announcement widgets from the homepage. The announcements widget will now appear on the right side of the homepage, and the amount of blank space on the screen will be reduced to optimize the visibility of content across the entire screen. Any existing active announcement that was previously configured will appear in the widget. All announcements can be created, scheduled, and managed directly from the homepage by clicking either the Create button or the Context menu icon on the Announcements widget. In addition, up to 3 announcements can now be active at the same time, and up to 10 active scheduled or expired announcements can be managed direct from the widget. This eliminates the need to navigate to global settings to configure announcements and allows you to ensure that key updates are more visible and accessible. The announcements widget includes a live editor which enables real-time previews of the announcement. The editor also introduces a new image field to add visual elements to your announcement and a new link field to add a link for the entire announcement. The configuration fields on the homepage announcement screen will be replaced by the following fields on the Create Announcement and Edit Announcement modals of the announcement widget. The Default Announcement Language field was replaced by Default Language. The Announcement Translations Language field was replaced by Translation Language. The announcement field was replaced by body. The start and end date was replaced by date range. With this enhancement, site admins can now display up to 3 active announcements at once and can create, manage, and schedule announcements with more flexibility directly from the homepage using a live editor, streamlining the announcement process and ensuring key messages are communicated effectively. Finally, in Universal Consent and Preferences Management, there is one new general availability feature, which is new parameters for get list of receipts and create consent receipts. We've updated the Get List of Receipts API to include the source parameter and the Create Consent Receipts API to include the consent string and source parameters. This enhancement allows you to store encoded consent information and identify consent origin, optimizing consent management procedures. And that's it for this week. Those are all the new updates. We have a very large release coming out in May, which is our spring release, the 5.1 release. So we'll have a much longer podcast then, and also we'll be producing a bunch of videos that'll be on My OneTrust, so please check those out. If you have any feedback, questions, or comments, please don't hesitate to send those to podcast@onetrust.com. Look forward to talking to you next week. I will do my best to get product managers or other folks on next week and the week after, and then we'll do the 5.1 release the week after that. Thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you next week.